News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 17. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins. We'll get you a traffic update. Eastbound I-94 after I-196, exit 34. All lanes are blocked due to a crash this morning. Again, eastbound I-94 at exit 34. All lanes are blocked due to a crash. Your weather forecast, a winter storm warning in effect from 9 o'clock tonight until Saturday at 12 a.m. Could see up to a foot of new snow. So for today, some light snow, a high 22. Snow likely after midnight. Some could get heavy, down to 17 tonight. And then heavy snow at times tomorrow, 4 to 8 inches possible, and a high of 30. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
Darwin Watson remains the city manager of Benton Harbor. However, at a meeting yesterday, city commissioners voted down a resolution to renew his contract for 1 year.
And last night's meeting, Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Seats told commissioners Watson should be allowed to continue steering the ship as the city grapples with several issues.
That which has been started this year with the city income tax, with the people that are working and negotiating, and all that he's done this year, that we continue the path.
Still, a vote to extend Watson's contract failed 5-4. Commissioner Ronald Singleton told us he just wanted more discussion on the contract details.
The contract says that it continues to go on if we don't reach an agreement at the end of the contract, so it just continued to go on, and I think we need to do due diligence.
Watson remains the city manager indefinitely until the commission takes some action. We'll hear more when there's another meeting. Andrew Green reporting.
Governor Rick Snyder has presented his last budget to lawmakers. In it, he calls for a one-time $25.9 million investment in Flint to help replace lead service lines and help children. He says he'll also end privatization of prison food service.
We've seen great economic growth, but because of good actions we've done together in partnership, essentially we have $150 million going to roads this year, and we have $200 million of homestead property tax relief, $350 million that otherwise would have gone in the general fund.
Snyder says the state will save $19 million a year by closing one of the correctional facilities.
Another Democrat has jumped into a Southwest Michigan political race, now running for Michigan House in Van Buren County 66th District. Dan Seibert, an IT engineer with Perigo in Allegan. Seibert lives in Pawpaw, tells WSJM News he wanted to run because he thinks there's not enough transparency and accountability in state government.
A recent study found the state of Michigan last in the nation in terms of transparency. Our legislature is not working to serve the people of Michigan.
Seibert tells us he thinks big moneyed interests have too much influence in Michigan.
If we reform the political process and make government honest and accountable, then that's when it starts working for everyone.
Seibert tells us public education, raising the minimum wage, and increasing access to high-speed internet are other priorities. This is his first run for elected office. He's going for the position currently occupied by State Representative Beth Griffin.
Congressman Fred Upton calling on the federal government to provide funding for the 2019 budget for the Great Lakes Coastal Resiliency Study. He signed a letter sent this week to the Office of Management and Budget and to the Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army, making that request. Upton's office tells us the Army Corps of Engineers has proposed the Great Lakes Coastal Resiliency Study to coordinate a strategy across the Great Lakes states to manage and protect coastlines. Upton says it could lead to better protections for communities like New Buffalo and St. Joseph, where erosion is a concern. In October, Upton sent a letter to the Army Corps of Engineers asking for it to take action to stop severe erosion in the New Buffalo area. Upton tells us he'll continue to push the issue, quote, for both economic and environmental reasons.
State Representative Mary Whiteford is hailing House passage this week of a resolution designed to help get a handle on a form of chemical contamination in Michigan. She says the resolution calls for the state's PFAS, Action Response Team, to create a scientific advisory committee to evaluate the Environmental Protection Agency's current drinking water health advisory levels for such chemicals. Whiteford says logic should be applied when it comes to regulating those chemicals.
Yeah, I am very concerned, but I'm also very careful with state money because every single dollar that we collect as a state is a hard-earned dollar to some taxpayer. And so we really have to be respectful and make sure we're not playing on emotion and drama, but fact.
CFAS chemicals have been showing up in some Michigan lakes. They're toxic fluorochemicals, and some are concerned they could wind up in groundwater. The EPA's current drinking water advisory level is 70 parts per trillion. Whiteford says state lawmakers will make sure there is sound research behind any action the legislature takes.
The woman killed in that Hager Township snowmobile crash over the weekend has been identified as 43-year-old Katrina Sink. Michigan State Police say her 41-year-old husband, Douglas Sink, remains hospitalized in Kalamazoo with serious injuries to his back and pelvis. The two are from Owosso between Lansing and Flint, and investigators say he crashed in a wooded area in the 4700 block of Carmody Road about 1:30 Saturday morning. That crash is still under investigation, and alcohol is believed to have played a role. WSJM News Time 6:05 at 17. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow down 20. The NASDAQ dropped 63. The S&P 500 down 14. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, we know who will carry the U.S. flag at the Olympics.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are five times more likely to have hepatitis C. But most people don't know they are infected. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you can still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that often has no symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Up to question news time is 6:06, 16 degrees. Overnight, the U.S. athlete will carry the American flag into the Olympic Stadium for tomorrow's opening ceremonies. Got the news.
This is the fourth trip Aaron Hamlin has made to the Olympics. Hamlin was the first U.S. athlete to win a medal in singles luge. She's broken a number of other records, and now at 31 years old, during the opening ceremony, she'll be the U.S. flag bearer. She just got the news.
It took a minute to sink in that it was actually the real deal, like... Yeah, like that was it.
Hamlin will lead in the largest team ever to compete in a Winter Olympics. Alex Stone, ABC News, Pyeongchang, South Korea.
A new study is out with more information about a possible cause of some traffic incidents.
Does drowsiness have a greater impact on car accidents than previously thought? That's what a new study from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety suggests. The study's group leader, William Horry, said cameras in cars allow them to monitor about 3,500 drivers.
So you can look at whether their eyelids were drooping, if their eyes were closing for extended periods of time.
The study said drowsy driving was found to be responsible for about 10% of the traffic incidents. Some suggestions, aside from just driving when you feel more alert.
Try to avoid eating heavy foods when you need to travel.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly released a new statement last night praising outgoing Staff Secretary Rob Porter, who has been accused of physical abuse by two ex-wives. In his latest statement, Kelly says he was shocked by the allegations, adding there is no place for domestic violence in our society. Speaking to the Washington Post, Porter's second wife, Jenny Willoughby, said she expected her ex-husband would deny ever abusing her.
I wasn't surprised that he did that. I think the self-preservation of his job and his reputation was very strong, and I was very well aware that that was a good likelihood.
Kelly promises a quick transition following Porter's resignation.
The latest Pentagon report on military sexual assaults at service academies shows a large increase.
The number of reported sexual assaults at the three service academies rose to 112 last year. The biggest increase occurred at West Point, where reports almost doubled to 50 last year. Army officials believe the increased number of reports at West Point may be the result of their efforts to encourage victims to step forward. They say the higher numbers show greater confidence in filing reports and awareness of available treatment programs. Louis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
Blasting the Beatles, spilling secrets about Ivanka Trump and Michael Jackson. Music super producer Quincy Jones lets it all hang out in a new interview.
Thriller producer Quincy Jones says Michael Jackson stole a lot of stuff musically. In a wide-ranging interview with Vulture, Jones calls Jackson Machiavellian and accuses him of stealing riffs from Donna Summer and more. Asked about the Beatles, Jones says his first impression of the band was that they were the worst musicians in the world. He also claims the mob killed President Kennedy and that he dated Ivanka Trump 12 years ago when Jones would have been 73. He says she asked him out, and President Trump's daughter has the most beautiful legs in the world. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. In the NBA, the Pistons beat the Nets 115-106. The Pacers at the Pelicans game was postponed. Men's college basketball top 25, St. John's beat Villanova 79-75, and Ohio State beat Purdue 64-63.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM, depend on us. News time now is 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.